For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And this is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And another reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask for expert advice on supplements, and they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Another reminder to contact IQUHealth.com. That's IQYOUHealth.com. This is Village Green's resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via laboratory findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. The term used is epibiogenetics, and the information provided is a blueprint of your current health issues and predispositions. Now, the findings and recommendations can be shared with your health care providers. That's IQUHealth.com. Now, this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'll be with you again next Sunday with more information on healthy living. Now, today our guest is a familiar guest, Aaron Stokes, a naturopathic doctor who is the medical director at MegaFood and a primary health and wellness educator. Our subject today is supporting optimal immune health. But I want to tell you more about Aaron before we interview her. She received her naturopathic doctor degree from Bastyr University, and shortly afterwards, she began to pursue her passion for educating others by teaching Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Aaron combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural products industry, including several years working in an integrative pharmacy environment. Now, Dr. Stokes' personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. She lives with her family in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stokes.
Thank you, Dana. I always enjoy getting the chance to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you always have something interesting to talk to us about. Let's start out with why we need to focus on improving our immunity in this time of the year.
Yes, well, I think it's important to focus on our immune health always, and it becomes more relevant, certainly, during this time of year. We're approaching the end of September. We have the official first day of autumn coming up. And with that, we all notice the days are getting much shorter, kind of quickly, I'm feeling here out in Colorado even. And we're also indoors more. That's just natural with the cooler temperatures. The kids have all gone back to school. We're not getting the same amount of natural vitamin D. That close contact indoors means more spread of germs, viruses, and bacteria. So it's a great time, particularly sort of right now before we really move into the season of colds and flus. This is an ideal time to get proactive about our immune health. So I'm hoping today we'll talk about maybe a few things that your listeners know and think about, and maybe some perspectives that they don't think about as much when they're looking at supporting immune health.
Well, let's get started. What do you consider most important in trying to achieve optimal immune health?
Well, I think it's most important to start out with a strong foundation. So a lot of times people can forget, especially when we get a little later in the season and start moving into the holidays and that busy time of year, the fundamentals. So I always like to start with the fundamentals. And Dana, I think that one of the most important things that people can do is sleep.
I knew you would say that. I had it in my mind because I agree with you. You can't, there's no way of replacing good sleep. Thank you for bringing that up first and explain why, because that's very important.
Yes, of course. Well, we have a diurnal rhythm, meaning a daily rhythm. And as much as we have, you know, all of this technology and we have access to light and TVs and all times of the day and night, we still are seasonal, which means that we really should be getting more sleep right now, Dana, than we did in the middle of July. And sometimes that's a little bit of a shift that people aren't quite ready for. But as we move into the fall and winter, we should be, and the light's giving us that cue. It's just a lot of times, you know, we can ignore it, right? Because we can be on our computer or doing all these things in the evening. But we should be trying to get to bed a little bit earlier. Usually we can't sleep any later. I know we have to get up really early at my house every day to get my son to middle school and all the different things we're doing. I work with a company on the East Coast, but I live in Mountain Zone. So we get up super early. But what we can affect is when we go to bed.
Yes.
So I think it's really important. You know, it's interesting because with kids, we naturally help them get into habits, which is great. I mean, most kids have a bedtime. Many families, you know, will have a bedtime ritual with their kids, or maybe they take a bath and read a book and do some different things, sort of wind down. But ironically, we don't do that for ourselves as adults. We really don't. We just expect ourselves, many of us, to be able to stay maybe on the computer right up until we want to go to bed, close up the computer, get into bed, and we think, why can't I fall asleep? Well, it may be, you know, that really sort of can disrupt our melatonin cycles. And some of you might be being like, melatonin, what does that have to do with the immune system? But we really need that restorative sleep, both the time of the sleep, so the duration of our sleep, and the quality of our sleep is really important. And so we need to work on ways to have that kind of sleep. And, you know, for some people, melatonin can be a good choice, particularly if when they're moving into a different time zone, for example, when I go to the East Coast for work, or they're maybe just trying to reset an earlier time. Maybe you're a night owl out there and you've always gone to bed at midnight and you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, I would really love to try to go to bed more like 10. Which would be healthier, ideally. But how am I going to do that? Melatonin can be helpful. You know, I am the medical director at Megafood, and at Megafood, we have these melatonin gummies that are made with real food. So they have organic wild blueberry and tart cherry, very low sugar. And I take these with me, you know, when I travel, and also when I'm trying to establish that earlier bedtime this time of year. Again, always best to consult with your healthcare professional around supplements, but it can, for many people, it can be a good choice when you're trying to get back to restoring a healthy sleep cycle, which I think is crucial for your immune system.
Well, I love that sleep is like a nutrient. Our immune system fuels itself, renews itself, and we get rid of toxins. And so if we're not getting rid of the toxic metabolites that come from our brain functioning, then our brain is toxic and we get sluggish. We're not sure what time it is. We forget things. Sleep deprivation is a torture for a reason. And we don't want to deprive ourselves. It really affects our mood, our emotions, our focus, our attention. So thank you for putting that number one, Erin. What's next on your list?
Well, next is something that's a lifestyle choice as well, and that is to get outside. during the day. And boy, is that hard. And it gets harder this time of year sometimes. But if people can get outdoors, get some fresh air, get a little sunlight on your skin, we're not going to be producing a lot of natural vitamin D. So when we know that when sun contacts our skin, I actually was just working, doing some writing at a coffee shop the other day, and I overheard a woman saying, my doctor told me to get outside every day this time of year, 20 minutes on my arm, and, you know, if it's warm enough, kind of my upper chest and face, if I can do that. And I thought, good, that is great, because if we can, especially in these months when it isn't so bitter cold yet, if we can get ourselves outside, get some natural light, one that will really help with our mood, which will also help with our sleep. And it's all connected, Dana, because we do know that a positive mood can positively impact the immune system. Just as we know that when you're feeling kind of down, when you're feeling stressed, that can negatively impact the immune system. So these are really proactive things we can do. If you're working in an office, in a lot of offices, I know that you can still get out for 20, 30 minutes at lunchtime and get out on the walk. That's actually a great time to get out if you can, because it's right in the middle of the day. It's right when you're going to get the most sunlight exposure. And even if it's not a really beautiful sunny day, you're still going to get some of that fresh air, some of that light. It's really important for our immune system.
Well,
and the one thing that we can't forget. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dana.
I just wanted to add to this. We've had several researchers that we've interviewed about the dangers of using sun protection creams. And I was shocked at first, but the science is building that we're not seeing the redness in the skin, which would normally drive you out of the sun. You're outside, you're getting red, you go in. That doesn't happen, but the deeper tissues are getting damaged. And it's a pretty serious situation, and I think we're going to have a hard time changing people's lifestyle habits and getting back to what our grandmothers did. Take that baby out every day. Expose the baby to the outside and the sun without sunscreen, without protection against the sun. So thank you for mentioning this, and we're going to keep this conversation going. Folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Aaron Stokes.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Green Apothecary.
Do you experience occasional sleeplessness? Pure Encapsulations Sleep Solution offers a unique blend of magnesium, glycine, thiamine, and melatonin to support relaxation, sleep onset, and healthy sleep quality to encourage restful sleep throughout the night. This convenient single-serve, ready-to-drink bottle is designed for easy on-the-go use, perfect for all your summer travel. Sleep Solution can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information about diet and lifestyle, along with specifics regarding health conditions. We have a lot of information to provide. And today, our guest is Dr. Erin Stokes. She's a naturopathic doctor who is the medical director at MegaFood and a primary health and wellness educator. Our subject today is supporting optimal immune health. And Dr. Stokes talked first about sleep, the importance of sleep, and then about getting outside every day, some really basic things to focus on. So let's keep rolling. What else do we need to know, do our listeners need to know about improving their getting optimal health?
Yes, so I would love to talk about nutrition next, really a cornerstone of supporting our immune health and supporting overall health and wellness. And before I do that, I just want to talk about one other important basic thing that sometimes people forget is hygiene. So we talked about this time of year, we're inside more, we're together, the kids are back at school, there's a more spread of germs. And if you can just wash your hands with good old-fashioned soap and water. There have been some studies that have looked at the effectiveness of good, thorough hand washing and have compared it with some of these antibacterial gels. And I got to tell you, and I know you know this, Dana, is just that good old-fashioned, you know, soap with some warm water. I know my son, when he walks in from school at the end of the day, that's the first thing I ask him to do because it's just a basic thing, but really important. It's always very important for the spread of infection, but it definitely becomes more important seasonally as we go into this fall and winter season. And then when people start traveling more around the holidays, super important. So while we're talking about the fundamentals, we couldn't let that one go.
Very important. Nutrition, we could go on forever about it. So we want to focus on nutrition as a way of supporting optimal health. What else do you have to share?
Well, let's talk some more. Let's get into the nutrition. And there's a few things I want to talk about that we want to try to limit. But let's first talk about what we do want to do. So we've all heard about how it's really good to incorporate lots of different fruits and vegetables into your daily diet. And not just lots of different, but lots of different colors. So I'd love for people that are listening on the show today to think back in the last 24 hours, to think back in the last day or so about the different vegetables and fruits that you've had in your dinner, lunch, go back to yesterday and think about all of the different colors. One of the fantastic things about this time of year is that it really is a harvest time. So we're lucky. There's a lot of abundance here. There's a lot of opportunity almost in every part of our country right now to get some local produce and lots of different colors. And why do those colors matter? So think about foods like kale, blueberries, citrus fruit, spinach, some of those different greens, blues, oranges, all of those different colors are different plant compounds. They're antioxidants. They're phytonutrients, which are basically just means plant nutrients that these plants produce oftentimes as a defense mechanism, oftentimes for their own defense. For example, in blueberries, there's a compound called anthocyanins. And those anthocyanins are incredibly nutritive for us. So the more that we are incorporating all of those different colors, not only are we getting plant nutrients, but we're getting some key nutrients that we know support the immune system, like vitamin C. And if we can get those in our diet through tomatoes, through strawberries, through citrus fruits, that's ideal. Also, one of the things that we can do is we've heard about probiotics, and we'll talk a little bit more about probiotic supplements and how those can be really important for immune health. Well, let's always start with food first. That's one of my mantras, food first. And so if we look at food first, we want to try to incorporate some probiotic-rich foods, such as miso. This is a great time of year to have a bowl of miso soup. Sauerkraut. If you do fine with dairy, kefir is a great probiotic-rich food. I remember my midwife, when I was pregnant, saying, you know, Erin, let's get in some more kefir. She was just trying to get probiotic-rich foods, get me some more nutrition, calcium. So think about those foods. I think this time of year is inspiring because we do have an array of different choices, whether you go to a farmer's market or you go into your local store. We usually see more abundance this time of year and more that's local. So it's a good time to get in all of those beautiful plant nutrients. And one way, Dana, you know, sometimes we're like, Erin, I can't get in as many vegetables and fruits as you're recommending. One great way to do it is to make a morning smoothie. So that's one thing I love to do. My husband actually just made one for me this morning because I've got a really busy day. But in that smoothie, there was kale, there were local Colorado peaches, there were apples, there was, I think, a little bit of avocado. And so a smoothie can be a great way to start your day sort of ahead of the game and get in a lot of nutrition.
It certainly is. And once you get used to doing it, it isn't that difficult. And I like to keep fresh vegetables and fruits, but also frozen vegetables and fruits, organic, frozen, yes. Nothing added, because we don't always yes. have immediate availability of these. Makes it very easy to make a soup or to make a smoothie. And I like to get people to use soups, or I call them stoops. I didn't come up with that term, but some people prefer to have it pureed. And if you're trying to get more calories and nutrients in, having a pureed soup gives you that opportunity, just like the smoothie does. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and I agree that having that blended smoothie or soup is also very gentle to our digestive tract. People often say, oh, it just feels good because it's somewhat pre-digested by getting blended like that. And this is one of my favorite times of year to also make a really simple carrot ginger soup. And getting some of those warming spices can be great for your immune system as well, like ginger. It's a great one as the temperatures shift and our bodies are definitely making a transition too.
Yes, yes. And this is a time of year to experiment. Experiment with some of the foods you haven't chosen. And I know that you give that advice. Try to tell people every week, eat a new food, one you've never tried before. And just like we tell our kids, you don't have to eat it again if you don't like it. But it's important to push ourselves for variety. Share more information on nutrition. You've covered the diversity in foods and colors and the phenolics and antioxidants. And thank you for covering the probiotic foods. What else can people do with regard to nutrition to improve their immune system?
Yes, there are many things you can do. One thing I wanted to mention was that people can go to megafood.com. That's our website. And it's really become much more robust. We have a great social media team now that's helped us accumulate recipes. We have a whole group of bloggers. And I just wanted to mention that real quick, Dana, because I never like to leave people sort of hanging with an idea, but not really having a resource. So if you go to Megafood, it's MegaFood.com. Go over to our blog section. It's very robust. And there's all kinds of neat blogs, and there's also recipes over there, including smoothie recipes. So if you're wondering how to get started, that's a great place to go. And we have nutrient booster powders, too, that you can add to the smoothie. So back to nutrition, one of the biggest things. So I really wanted to start out more with what we do want to do first and then move a little more into what we don't want to do as much of is, Dana, is sugar.
Yes.
We have just experienced a meteoric rise in sugar intake in this country. There is data that shows how much more sugar we are eating on a daily basis than our parents were eating, and certainly than our grandparents were eating. And that is not so much a reflection. I'm not trying to reflect of people not having self-discipline or in modern times. It's more that the array of choices and the way that we have supersized everything is really different than it was even 20, 30 years ago, but certainly 50 years ago. People were not eating as much sugar. And so this is a real epidemic in our country and one I feel very strongly about. We have high rates of overweight and obesity and really high rates of now diabetes, even in young children. So something that we could probably do a whole show about, but really important to mention with the immune system is just getting a handle on the amount of sugar that many of us are consuming on a daily basis. And that is directly negatively impacting our immune system. And some people don't realize that. So it's a good one to know, you know, if you're finding that your immune system just doesn't feel robust and strong and isn't able to overcome challenges, taking a look at your sugar intake is quite important.
Well, Emmanuel Sharaskin, who was my original mentor, is a physician and a dentist. He did a study and looked at phagocytosis, the body's ability to engulf foreign invaders and protect immunity.
Yes.
And he compared when people weren't on a high sugar diet, compared that with adding sugar. And phagocytosis declines. So we lose in military terms, the soldiers. We're losing the soldiers that can rid us of potential harmful anti-immune molecules, viruses, bacteria, etc. Makes a big difference. And when children are sick, unfortunately, they're usually given something sweet as I guess part of being ill. And this is the time to not do that. Anything else you have to add to that?
No, just fully agree with the phagocytosis and the phagocytes. I call those, and this is a little bit of an old reference. It's going to date me, but most adults know it. They're like the Pac-Man. If
yes.
you ever play that video yes. game, Pac-Man.
Yes, that's perfect.
That visual really works for people. They're like, oh, and I was like, think of those little dots. Those are like the viruses and bacteria in our body. Those are our Pac-Man. And like you said, they're the foot soldiers. And so you don't want to be doing something that is going to negatively impact their ability to do their job for us, because we really do have this beautiful, elegant immune system that's trying to work for us if we give it the right tools.
And we're going to carry this conversation forward, Dr. Stokes. If you've just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I try to bring you a wide variety of really good information about your diet, lifestyle, and information on the specifics regarding health conditions. So we talk about anything to do with diet and lifestyle on this show. We are here every Sunday morning, and I will be in with you next Sunday at 10 a.m. Our guest today is Dr. Erin Stokes, a naturopathic doctor. She is the medical director of Megafood and a primary health and wellness educator. And we are fortunate to be recipients of her information and education. And our subject today is supporting optimal immune health. And Dr. Stokes, you covered the basics, which is restorative sleep, the use of melatonin if needed, outside exposure where we can make vitamin D on our own, and you talked about nutrition and diversity, probiotics, and we finished with avoidance of sugar. So where do we want to go from here?
Well, I would love to start talking about herbs and some nutrients, some of the more specific supplements that people may be thinking about with immune health and needing some guidance around. But before that, because we did end on lowering sugar, and you know, that's really easier said than done, right? Sugar can be very addictive for people. And so I was thinking it'd be good to round out that conversation. One of the things that you can do to help with those sugar cravings is, well, exercise is always great because sometimes we definitely, certainly as adults, reach for sugar when we're feeling stressed and we're not managing our stress. But one really tangible thing that you can do in terms of nutrition is to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of protein. So let's think back, because I like to always make it real, to what you had for breakfast today. And also, if you're a parent, what your kids had for breakfast. And this isn't a judgment moment. This is more of an opportunity to realize, gosh, did I get some protein? And because what protein is going to do is it's going to stabilize your blood sugar. If you only have carbohydrates, say, in the morning, say, well, we'll take it to one extreme. Say you have a cup of coffee, which isn't really a carbohydrate, but let's say you have a cup of coffee and then you have a donut. Definitely a carbohydrate, the donut. Your blood sugar will spike, and you may be feeling good, actually, on the way to work or school or the office, and you may have a buzz from the coffee and the sugar. But the thing is that's going to follow very closely by a crash, and you're going to feel really hungry. And the natural thing to do is going to be to get your body some more sugar because our brains need that glucose. Our bodies need that glucose. Say somebody in the office brings in a tray of cookies. You reach for the cookie. It's pretty normal, actually. It's pretty natural to do that. So don't beat yourself up about it, but then the blood sugar is going to go up. It's going to crash. Contrast that with somebody that has, say, a bowl of oatmeal, which is carbohydrate, but then they top it with some nuts and maybe they have a little yogurt and they actually get some protein. Or somebody, if you eat eggs, that can have a nice, make themselves a nice omelet or a hard-boiled egg in the morning. You get my idea is that you want to make sure that you're getting some protein in all your meals, but that morning meal is the easiest one to just skip it because that's going to help regulate your blood sugar, which is also called blood glucose. That's going to keep you from those sugar spikes and crashes, and ultimately that's going to help support your immune system.
Very important, and the immune system is highly dependent on amino acids from proteins, so you make an excellent point. What else do you have to share with us?
Well, we were talking about smoothies earlier, and you know, if you do make a smoothie for yourself and your family, you probably don't want that to be your only meal, you know, your only part of the meal. So maybe like we'll continue with that oatmeal and a little dollop of yogurt and some, say, walnuts. And then if you have a smoothie, I wanted to talk about the Kids Daily Immune Nutrient Booster Powder, which can also be used by adults. I get that question many times because adults tend to really love it. And what this is it's just a powder that you can add to any smoothie or shake. And the great thing is that you're getting nutrients to support your immune system for your kids and for you. Say the whole family does a smoothie. Like I said, you can have it too. Or even if you don't have kids, we have many adults that buy this. So it has vitamin C in it, which we know is very important for the immune system. We'll talk a little bit more about that. It has elderberry fruit, and elderberry is, I would say that it's my go-to herb for winter wellness. Elderberry has a long history of use in Europe. It's used as an immune tonic. It has a beautiful dark purple color, and that sort of signifies some of the power in the plant. So this is going to really help promote a healthy immune response. It doesn't just have elderberry. It also has astragalus root, which is a Chinese herb that is used as a tonic, meaning some people will say, what do you mean by that? This means this is a deeply supportive plant that's been used historically and then has been also researched to help support immune function over time. So astragalus root and elderberry, these are going to really help to build a healthy immune response. It also has echinacea in it. And a lot of people know about echinacea. It has the aerial extracts, and that just means the above ground plant. I actually have echinacea growing up just outside my window in my garden right now. I'm looking at it. And this blend, one, tastes really great because it also has vitamin C, whole orange, cranberry, blueberry. One of the things that really sets Mega Food apart is that we have real food in our supplements that comes from our farm partners. So earlier, even when I was talking about that melatonin gummy, I mentioned the blueberry that's in there and the cherry. Well, this Kids Daily Immune Nutrient Booster Powder also has fruits in it. It has actually 500 milligrams of what's called a fruit phenolic blend. And we talked earlier about all those different colors, orange, cranberry, blueberry. Those are plant nutrients. And so this is actually very tasty, Dana. I don't recommend it probably for kids directly with water, but I have taken this just with water. And it's just because it has elderberry and all these amazing plants in it. It tastes good, but I would recommend it in a smoothie. And like I said, it can be used for kids and adults alike. And this is a really nice way to promote a healthy immune response.
That's excellent, and it makes it easy. It isn't so easy to get all those herbs and all the vegetables and fruits, and a good powder does make it easy to make a smoothie. And some of these can even be added to soups. We mentioned that before. Well, let's keep this going.
Yes.
What else can people do?
Well, I wanted to build on what you said about making it easy. I'm a working mom myself. I don't have any illusions about what the mornings can be like for families. And even not families. You could be on your own getting ready for work. I know how busy people are in their lives. So I like what you said. This nutrient booster powder, just to kind of give a visual. For one thing, you can actually, it's fun to see the powder and smell the powder because you can really see the ingredients like the elderberry, and it has a scoop in there. So literally you can be throwing together your smoothie. You just open up this jar, you reach in, you can imagine yourself, you just get a scoop. You don't need a measuring spoon or anything like that. Just grab a scoop, put it in, and you're ready to go. The dose is one level scoop. So yes, we have to make it easy for people to succeed. So that's really important. And let's talk a little bit more about some of these immune supportive nutrients. So we talked about in that booster powder, vitamin C, and people have, you know, sometimes said, you know, I hear about vitamin C and the immune system, and what does it actually do? And I think that's a good question. You know, like, why is vitamin C important? I love that people are starting to ask these questions more. So vitamin C, like I said, supports healthy immune function. I think most of us kind of grew up knowing that. What it does is it accumulates in certain immune cells and that help make up our defensive team. So we were talking about our team. There's a whole team of immune cells. We've got our front lines, like we were talking about with our phagocytes. And interestingly, Dana, vitamin C is also stored in our adrenal glands, which I know that you know that. And it's used to make stress hormones. So it stands to reason that if we're under additional stress, which, I mean, who isn't under stress? I think the key here is to figure out how to thrive in the midst of stress. You know, I don't just say cope with stress because I don't want people feeling like they're barely sort of surviving, but thriving in the midst of stress and acknowledging that you may want to supplement with additional vitamin C. One, to support your immune system. Two, I just want to make that connection about we all are probably in modern times depleting our vitamin C stores because our adrenal glands are using the vitamin C to make our stress hormones. So that's part of the stress immune connection.
It's very important. And humans and a few of our simian relatives and certain birds have the problem we have. They do not turn glucose ultimately into vitamin C. And so they require it in their diet just like we do. But most animal species, when they're under stress, they convert glucose, and it's not a direct conversion. There's a line, and that's how they make vitamin C. Think how efficient that is. What efficient use of glucose.
It really is.
And we don't have it. We don't make it. I think there are a few people that do, but by and large, humans do not manufacture more vitamin C when they need it. And that is why people can vary in how much vitamin C they need if they're healthy and not much is going on. Maybe 250 milligrams is enough. If they're sick, they may need four times that, five times, 10 times, spread out over the day. And people have to learn how to adjust it. So I'm glad you brought that up because vitamin C is so important.
It is. And it's in the Kids Daily Immune Nutrient Booster Powder that we've talked about, it's also in immune defense. And immune defense is an adult formula. So this is for adults, and it has vitamin C in a tablet form. So it's in tablets with vitamin C, zinc, a very important mineral that we can talk about a little bit more, elderberry, which we've mentioned, again, what probably my number one go-to winter wellness, fall, let's say fall and winter wellness herb, echinacea, and then andrographis is in this immune support formula, and this is called Mega Food Immune Defense. And andrographis is very interesting. It's a bitter herb that helps to stimulate immune function. And so a really good one, immune defense is really, so we've moved all the way full spectrum from proactive lifestyle, nutrition. Immune defense is going to be on the other end of the spectrum, which we all get there sometimes, where you are needing something, you're needing an herbal formula that has herbs and vitamins, that you really want some more acute help. This is actually designed to
Let's talk more about this in the next segment, because this is too important to just briefly talk about. And if you're just tuning in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break with Dr. Aaron Stokes.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarte from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarte provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarte is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Magnesium is needed for more than 30 chemical activations, from metabolizing food for energy to muscle contraction. Although it plays a massive role in the body, it's also one of the most common nutrient deficiencies. Pure Encapsulations Magnesium Glycinate offers a highly absorbable and gentle form of this important nutrient, free from artificial ingredients, gluten, and GMOs. This product is available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I've been your host for the hour. And I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. And you can also ask questions on the website and in person in the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we've been talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, a naturopathic doctor who is medical director at Mega Food and a primary health and wellness educator. We're talking about supporting optimal immune health. We talked about sleep, outside exposure, foods, diversity in color, diversity in kinds of foods, probiotics, reducing, it'd be nice to eliminate, but reducing sugar and including healthy protein in the diet. And then we were talking about immune defense, which is a supplement for adults. Can you expand on that, Dr. Stokes?
Yes, thank you, Dana. So MegaFeed's immune defense is really designed to support immune health when you need it most. So we've talked about all of these great ways to be proactive and different things to do to keep your immune system strong. And sometimes, despite all that, we find ourselves needing some more immediate help. So this blend, this tablet blend, is designed to be taken in more of an acute way, meaning it's 2 tablets 3 times a day for 5 days. And so you really, it's really just designed to give some powerful support through vitamin C, which we talked quite a bit about, through zinc, which is really the most important mineral for our immune function. A lot of people know a little bit more about vitamin C than zinc, but zinc plays a crucial role. Zinc is a trace mineral, and it's one of the most plentiful trace minerals in the body, second only to iron. And zinc actually has a lot of important functions around promoting immune health. It's very important for wound healing. So if I see somebody, you know, that's not healing so well from just kind of the cuts and scrapes that you can get in daily life, especially if you're kids, I think about zinc, you know, and looking at zinc status. It's very important for healthy tissues. It supports a lot of different enzymatic reactions in the body. So there's some good science. There's actually even a review by the Cochrane Group that found zinc is helpful in immune wellness that's associated with seasonal immune challenges. So we really want to have the zinc in this formula as well, and then a comprehensive herbal blend that features elderberry fruit. And we've talked quite a bit about elderberry. It's this beautiful dark purple berry, very important for immune wellness, been used for hundreds of years in Europe, echinacea, and then andrographis. So this is just a formula. If you find yourself in that situation where you're like, I need something now, that's where the immune defense will come into play. And you certainly can do the Kids Daily Immune Nutrient Booster is an option as well. But for adults, we've got this immune defense formula.
Well, that's a lot of good information. Go ahead and expand some more on what else can be done to support immunity. And I think when I'm going to rotate back to the first thing you mentioned, which is sleep. And when people aren't getting enough sleep, their immune system's going to take a dive. And you emphasized that it was important, especially at this time of year, to get more sleep. So what else can you, what other tidbits do you have, clinical pearls for our listeners?
Well, if we look, there's a couple things, you know, before we wrap up. One is that if we look at sleep and healthy sleep, we talked about the support for a healthy sleep cycle that melatonin can provide. And one of the things we can do to support our own natural melatonin, and it maybe also makes sense to supplement, we talked about the melatonin gummies that MegaFood has, is to make sure you're supporting your own endogenous, meaning your own internal melatonin, by starting to turn off the screens earlier. And boy, like sugar, I know this is easier said than done. I can be a person that's guilty of this myself. I have a lot of work and I do a lot of writing and research, look at research articles, but I make myself turn off, you know, I make my son, it's not always a popular choice, turn off the TV, he's watching his sports, I turn, power down the computers, start to turn down the lights and really support that more restful environment. We also need to get a handle on our stress. because if we are really stressed and we're not having good stress management, it's going to be hard to sleep. I mean, I'm very realistic about that. I realize there's a lot of people that are experiencing stress. So sometimes it means coming full circle to looking at supporting your adrenal health. And that's where the possibilities and the potential of a more holistic integrative approach is exciting, because we're really looking at the underlying cause. Yes, we're looking at direct nutrients and direct botanicals that support immune function, as we should be. And we also need to sometimes look deeper, because if somebody is having chronic stress in their lives, and many people do, maybe they're caring for an elderly parent, maybe they're caring for a newborn baby and they're sleep deprived, or maybe they're not caring for anyone except they're just trying to care for themselves and get through day-to-day life with a stressful job and a stressful life. And that's a lot of people's reality too. So we need to help people through, you know, for example, we have blends like Adrenal Strength, and talking with people about meditation and how to get more mindfulness in their lives by going to yoga. These are practices that have research and have evidence around them. But I think that when we really look at some of the deeper causes, and it's exciting because that's where we can affect some real change, we need to make sure that we're addressing some of this. We can't just tell people, you need to get more sleep and you need to cut down your sugar and these different things, because if underpinning it all is a feeling of things being out of control and overwhelming stress, we need to address that to help people really succeed.
Well, that's important. And I want to thank you, Dr. Stokes, for sharing your information. I'm reminded of this statement, and I think it applies to you. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And we appreciate you sharing your knowledge and giving it away to us. And it's exponential. It goes on and on. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Dana. I think that quote very much applies to you. And thanks for all the great work you do through this radio show and also the work you do in your practice. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I want to remind you, listeners, that Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. It's currently available. It's golden. I think in every show we talk somewhat about toxins. And when we talk about toxins, we always think of Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's new book. I also want to remind you of IQUHealth.com, and that's with Village Green. This is their resource for you to find out from your lab work, the genomics, your lifestyle, your diet, your habits, what you need to do, and take those recommendations and share them with your healthcare professionals. And I'm also reminded, as our lives move forward, that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And also, please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.